WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station voters most likely won't be considering a new indoor aquatic center this November. At the end of last night's joint meeting of the school board and city council, there was agreement to keep talking. Mayor Pro Tem Carl Mooney floated the idea of building an outdoor pool with bond money, then enclosing it with funds from the hotel occupancy tax.
We have one huge development in South College Station that doesn't have a pool. Do you want your kids to be the urban kids where they go out and open up a fire hydrant and are dancing in the streets in the middle of the summer?
None of the four council members present suggested the city share in the $30 million construction cost. And Superintendent Eddie Coulson says it won't be recommended when the school board meets next week. Exactly 1 year after Constable Brian Bachman was killed while on duty, friends gathered yesterday morning at the park renamed in his honor. The celebration began with Bachman's parents receiving his Medal of Honor and finished after Bachman's sister, Rebecca Davis, thanked the community on his behalf.
I want to thank you for taking care of my son, Sam Colby. I want to thank you for taking care of my daughters, Amanda and Caitlin. I want to thank you for taking care of my parents, Brad and Carmen Bachman. Finally, I want to thank you with all of my heart for taking care of Donna.
Davis orchestrated a balloon release asking participants to cheer, pray, and remember him. Meanwhile, Pastor Tommy Myrick of Christ United Methodist Church said Bachman's life should inspire others to look for people's needs and meet them.
Most times you think of police officers is going out and looking for people to write speeding tickets to or people to put in jail. Well, Brian was always looking for somebody to help, and he would call me constantly. Over here on this road, there's somebody who needs some food. Over here on this road, there's somebody who needs a wheelchair ramp.
Myrick thanked God for healing, but prayed for continued healing in the community. Tomorrow morning, A&M officials will be in Fort Worth to make the formal announcement of the purchase of the law school at Texas Wesleyan.
During last Thursday's Board of Regents meeting, Chancellor John Sharp thanked President Bowen Lofton for how he handled negotiations.
If you all remember, the original agreement of the law school is we had to use Texas Wesleyan's name. We were going to lease from them a building at really kind of exorbitant rent for 40 years. There is no name on there but Texas A&M University School of Law. We own the building. We own the 7 acres downtown.
The transaction was closed Monday. No purchase price was announced. The Regents met yesterday by conference call and approved the budget starting September 1st for the system's 19 schools and agencies as originally proposed. The unanimous motion also called for a debt management plan to be a part of the fiscal year 2015 budget, something the chancellor says will be easy to do.
But I think they wanted a concise format, the kind of things that we take to Wall Street, the kind of format that so the Regents can see the detail that we prepare for Wall Street.
The budget's totaling nearly $4 billion does not include holding back 5% from each organization. That was a suggestion made last week that resulted in postponing action until yesterday. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They have the food, but the Brazos Valley Food Bank needs the money to get it to those who need it. Today is the food bank's 20th annual Feast of Caring, which Executive Director Teresa Mangapura says generates money for operations.
Your food is served to you by different community leaders, so it's a very relaxed atmosphere. The tables are set up so that they're not round, they're long, and so it's picnic style, and so you're sitting definitely next to people possibly you know or don't know. It's very festive. And you get to interact with community leaders wearing an apron, which is always an interesting concept, so you can kind of tease them if you like.
Serving is today from 11 until 1:30 at the Brazos Center. The food bank distributes 3 million pounds to 50,000 individuals in their six-county region each year. And the legislature took time out from water and abortion to pass a law that will affect every Texan who goes to the doctor or to the pharmacy. The bill requires the Texas Department of Insurance to come up with one standard pre-authorization form that will be accepted by all insurance companies and physicians. Ophthalmologist Dr. Don Buckingham says the current system is a nightmare.
we're drowning in paperwork and trying to write forms and trying to get the right process accomplished for our patients seems nearly impossible.
It's also expensive. Her office spends an estimated $8,000 a year wrestling with insurance companies over pre-authorization for needed treatments. WTAW News Time is 8:13 at 79 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Mary Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Mary Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Mary Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, I'm Brian Bowers with the Bank and Trust. Helping businesses grow in our community is one of the many things I do to help my clients. Lending money isn't my only focus, but it is my specialty. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
It's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at Schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
8:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. There will be a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms around us as well. Some could be heavy. Temperatures middle to maybe upper 90s. Then tonight, chance of a shower this evening. Otherwise, some clouds and mid-70s overnight. Partial sunshine during the day on Thursday. Again, scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperature mid-90s. Periods of clouds, low to mid-70s at night, and becoming less humid on Friday, mostly sunny, mid-90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:14, and Ann Horton is here this morning. Ann, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Scott?
Well, good. Before we start, though, this is you know, pretty big stuff here. Wait. It's on. Oh. I was going to play the Duck Dynasty theme. Are you a Duck Dynasty fan?
I am.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no? You're great.
No, that's good. I'm glad you are. Let's see. There it is. There's the Duck Dynasty theme.
Oh, yeah. ZZ Top.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, there, and they do. They look like ZZ Top. And I don't understand the show. I don't get it, but...
Do you watch it?
No, I've watched like two episodes.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, okay. They flooded the loading dock parking lot.
Okay.
I think the one that I saw, and then something
decoys.
Else. That's it. Listen to her.
I love it.
She's avid.
Yeah. Tonight is the fourth season premiere of Duck Dynasty, and with it comes good news for the fans. The Robertson family has settled their contract dispute with A&E. The Hollywood Reporter says they will get more than $200,000 an episode.
Whew.
Yep. To
a
be
piece?
Split between the no to be it says here to be split between the 20 family members. That's 9 adults and 11 kids.
I wish I could get a job on Duck Dynasty.
I'm just saying, look, if you want to make trouble, just take $200,000 and throw it in the middle of the floor with 20 people from wherever they're from and see what happens.
West Monroe, Louisiana.
That's good. West Monroe. Golly. Man, she is on that. Anyway, that's four times as much as they pulled down each of the first three seasons. Reportedly will guarantee their appearances in several more seasons at the same salary if A&E wants them, and they probably will. The show currently number one highest rated show on cable. And again, I was someplace the other day and I saw that they have Duck Dynasty sunglasses, for God's sake. So yeah, they've extended the brand. And
you think?
And again, they're very intelligent. They just have long beards, which probably, you know, in some ways changes the way we think of them, right?
It does.
Yeah. Have you watched, when did you get hooked on this?
Oh, I guess a couple of years ago.
Okay, so you've been at it a while.
Yeah, I had never heard of them. I can't remember who turned me on to this show, but I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, well, again.
They're funny.
Well, and
they're clean. Everybody can sit there and watch them.
Can I ask you a question, Ian?
Sure.
I've been wondering, I've heard different people say something like, we're going to be happy, happy, happy.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? I've seen that in conjunction with Duck Dynasty, but I was curious about the context of being happy, happy, happy.
I don't know. It's just something that, who is it, Phil says all the time.
Now, I don't know how old Phil is, but Phil and I aren't that far different in age. I'm thinking that's a Ren and Stimpy reference.
Oh, well, they say happy, happy, joy, joy.
Well, I understand, but he may knock off the joy, joy and just go happy, happy, happy. I'm not sure.
Well, sometimes people make up their own thing,
yeah,
too.
Once again, I have no idea since I've only seen two episodes, but it
well,
does.
Don't
it
miss
works.
Tonight.
Okay,
it's going to be really good.
I mean, I didn't watch Breaking Bad and I didn't watch Duck Dynasty, but
don't
I
don't let
I'm
Tucker
sure
know.
Be. Yeah, no. Oh, what? For what?
Oh, that you don't watch Breaking Bad. He'll be disappointed.
I know. Well, that's the way Clip Howard's the same way. So anyway. All right. So we're here to talk about other things rather than that. Let's talk. We'll go to the budget in just a minute. But, you know, we have today the forum with the Economic Outlook Conference with the three elected officials who serve us in Austin, two state reps and state senator. And obviously one of the things we're going to pick up is transportation.
Yes.
You know, that ended up being what caused him to stay in Austin for the extra long hot summer, because they needed to figure out what they were going to do to fund TxDOT. Obviously, transportation is something, you know, it doesn't matter what town you go to, you can see projects going on. We just finished with Briarcrest. Thank goodness that's over.
Yeah, and isn't it wonderful?
It is. It's so nice to have now. And but we have different things that go on, and obviously there needs to be a wish list for every area. And mm-hmm. I know that you're very active when it comes to transportation, not only in maintaining what we have here, but also kind of what our wish list is. Tell us a little bit about how the, because you're part of the Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Right.
Talk a little bit about how they score their projects so we can know why such and such is number one, this is number two, and this is number three.
Well, we have a technical advisory committee who actually does all the scoring. You know, we're an MPO, Bryan College Station, Brazos Valley, because we are an area that has more than 50,000 population, and it's mandated federally. And we have an executive director here, Brad McCaleb. We have representatives from College Station, that's Mayor Berry, from university. Dwayne Peters, our county judge, sits on that, and also Catherine Hale, the TxDOT district engineer for here. And basically the MPO is the planning body that decides on how to spend the federal funds that come here. This doesn't have anything to do with local money, but it has everything to do with just the federal funds that that come into the state. It's a really good thing because it keeps local entities involved in how the transportation dollars are actually spent.
So how do you actually then score those areas that you identify as being the ones that need the most help?
Well, the Technical Advisory Committee is the one, is the group that does that. You know, their wish list a mile long. Everybody has something, each city, the county, we all have things that we want to have done. But the technical committee, technical advisory committee, takes a look at the wish list, and they determine, they prioritize these projects in the determined what are the most important projects that need to be funded. And it's not that we don't get just a boatload of money. We have a limited amount of funds, and so we have to use our money wisely, very judiciously.
Now, that's on the federal level, but basically the same thing on the state. There's state money out there to redo Briarcrest. That's a state highway, so
it's
people
a state
know
highway,
that.
Highway, but that was one of the projects that the MPO
right.
Participated in. Now, about $6 million on that.
What's ranked number one right now as far as need to get done?
Well, Rock Prairie Road is probably one of the most important things that we have in our area, and it's being funded to the tune of about $9 million. And that's one of the interesting things about the MPO. Although I represent the city of Bryan, Mayor Barry represents the College Station, the city of College Station, when we all get together, we take our respective hats off, and we try to do what is best for the entire region. Because what's good for College Station in the way of transportation, or what's good for Bryan in the way of transportation, is going to benefit the entire area. And as an MPO, we don't just look at moving vehicles. It is something we look at how to move bicycles, pedestrians, transit. Everything is taken a look at by the Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Of course, that opens the door to a lot of stuff. For instance, we have a bus system here. It's hard to get mass transit moving in Texas. We're not used to it. You know, you go to the Northeast, and they've been doing it for years. It's a regular thing. Here, it's still kind of a new deal.
It is. It's hard to get Texans out of their cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just like our independence, and it is very hard to get us out of our cars. Another thing is we're so spread out. It's not like the Northeast, where everything is very compact, and it's easy to hop on a transit bus and go somewhere. It's just totally different here
So people know, obviously there's a hub and spoke, too. You've got to get the train may stop someplace, but then you have to disperse those people in the population.
Right.
And, you know, they don't have 107-degree temperatures up there in Boston very often, and so it's a little bit different world for them. Talk to me a little bit about tolling, because it seems that TxDOT is sending a message that we want to give you some of the money, but you're going to have to come up with some yourself. And in larger areas, they can toll.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any tolling I know former County Judge Randy Sims mentioned that TOLL, and that was a nasty word, and went out to Welborn and heard an earful from those people in southern Brazos County. So where are tolling opportunities, if any, in Brazos County that might allow us to be able to have something to put in the pot along with TxDOT money?
I'm not sure there is a great deal of opportunity for tolling at this point. It may be something that we'll look at in the future. But right now, I don't see it as a really viable option.
Let's take it now to the city level. That's one of the things that's really neat about this is we have two cities that have transportation needs, and sometimes they're pushed for different reasons. And Bryan now is doing some geographic growth that has not happened in a long time, yet you've also got infrastructure that has to be taken care of. College Station, being a newer city, while they have infrastructure, they have this big university that has to have buses going around on its streets, so they've got some challenges as well. But tell me from the Bryan perspective now, what you think are some of the top projects from a transportation standpoint that need to be addressed?
Well, as you mentioned, we do have all these new areas that are opening up, and we have to be prepared for those. So, you know, there are the infrastructure needs, and it's challenging to stay ahead of the curve right now. It's very exciting to see all the new growth that is taking place, but as a city, it does present extra challenges for us. You know, like on the west side of town, all of that growth that we're seeing over there, it does take a lot of planning. We have an excellent planning staff, a transportation staff. Dale Pica is my go-to guy when I'm talking MPO, and he just won an award, the Excellence in Transportation Award at the Transportation and Infrastructure Conference in Irving last week. So we have really good staff who are helping us plan and prepare for the growth.
Well, and beyond just new areas opening up, when the new Walmart opens, that's going to change traffic patterns as well. People will now travel in different ways and in different directions than
that's
did before
true.
That store opens up.
And I guess you've noticed the big the overpass and all the work that's going on over there,
right.
And it's definitely needed.
Yep, it is. And again, 5 years from now, we'll say, isn't this nice? But right now, we're all going,
it's painful.
Ugh. Yeah, I've got to go through
all
that stuff.
All of the construction, that's one of the biggest challenges that we have when we start talking about growth and changing, improving our infrastructure, is just the annoyance, the inconvenience of all that progress.
Sure. Ann Horton joining us this morning from the city of Bryan. Let's kind of turn our attention to the budget then, because you're right in the middle of the budgetary process. Property values are going up. That's a good thing. Sales tax is revenue is going up. That's a good thing. And so hopefully you can start going in and and funding some areas that maybe have had to suffer a little bit. Obviously, Brian went through an austerity program a few years ago, and
it's helped a lot.
It did.
It's
it
made
helped.
All the difference in what we're able to do now.
Yeah. So, what are we able to do now?
We're able to lower the tax rate. The council's going to be considering lowering the tax rate by 0.5%. This is the second year in a row that we have been able to do that. And like you mentioned, the austerity program that we went through, it was kind of painful.
Mm-hmm.
But it has allowed us to lower that. We do have our budget in good shape. And one of the benefits is that we are going to be adding 10 first responders. You know, even cutting our tax rate, we are still able to add these 10 first responders. I think one of the interesting things about lowering our tax rate is that even though we are lowering the tax rate, our taxes, the amount, the revenue that we get in is going to go up. And that's because of all the new construction, and it's also because of property values going up. So I want people to understand that when you see the ads that we are required by state law to put in the paper,
yeah,
that our taxes are increasing, please understand that it's our tax revenue that's increasing. Your tax rate is going down by 0.5% per $100 valuation.
Yeah, need to know that. Tomorrow, Jason Barfnik joins us, I think, and apparently some pretty good news there, too, in that there probably will not be rates that will be going up, and that's something.
We're always glad to be able to tell people about that.
whenever that happens. But at the same time, it is a city on the grow, and there are going to be some needs there that are going to have to be met, and part of that, I know, will probably have to be in the water infrastructure, and Jason will speak to that tomorrow, but still, you will need to do some infrastructure long-range planning as well.
Absolutely.
Now, that's mm-hmm. As far as that goes, where do you see the forecast for Brian as we move, you know, 3-4 years down the road? What are the areas where we're going to have the biggest growth, you think?
Oh, gee.
From
an infrastructure standpoint, just the outlying areas. And then, of course, we've got challenges within the older parts of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always having to go in and make changes there.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anyway, it's an exciting time. Anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our audience this morning?
Oh, I came with my stack of stuff.
There
so
you
we've
go.
Left out a
okay,
whole lot.
Okay, let's
but
go.
Brian yeah. is being recognized for all the good things that are happening. Forbes has ranked the Brian mm-hmm. College Station area number 5.
Mm-hmm.
A new thing that came out. I'm not familiar with Nerd Wallet.
No, I don't know Nerd Wallet either. Congressman Flores mentioned today that Brian is one of the most employable cities, or, you know, it's a great place to come to go to
How
work.
How about that? I already knew that, but I'm really happy that these places that actually can get the word out
yeah.
are recognizing how great a place this is.
Well, I want to keep it a secret to some extent. I like it some, but, you know, at the same time, we don't want our secret to necessarily get out too much.
Because it won't be too fun if everybody moves here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. As Yogi Berra said, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. You know, we would do that. But what else? Anything else of interest for you?
Yes, we have Texas Reds coming up. Don't want to forget that, September 27th and 28th. And remember, if you would like to volunteer to help with Texas Reds, we would love to hear from you. Go to our website, briantx.gov, and volunteer. And remember that the proceeds this year are going to our firefighters.
All right, we will do that. That's Ann Horton here from the City of Bryan. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, visit with the folks from the City of Bryan. It's usually a mayor on Wednesdays, but we have the mayor pro tem here this morning. And that's all brought to you by our community segment by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Amen. blame inflation. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Inflation remains contained. The Labor Department reports there was no change last month in the Producer Price Index, which tracks the cost of goods at the wholesale level. Core prices, which exclude food and energy, ticked up 0.1 percentage point in July. Steinway Musical Instruments is being taken private. The iconic piano maker has accepted a buyout offer from Paulson & Company worth more than $500 million. Farmers in the U.S. and Canada have been upgrading their machinery. Deere & Company reports its profit jumped 26% in the latest quarter. Macy's posted disappointing quarterly results. The department store chain's profit fell short of forecasts. Same-store sales edged lower. Student loan debt is putting a damper on business creation. The Wall Street Journal says a lot of would-be entrepreneurs owe so much on their college loans they can't afford to start new businesses, or they've had to scale down their startup plans. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Everyone working for the 19 A&M universities and agencies can rest easier knowing that their budgets have been approved for the new fiscal year that starts September 1st.
During a conference call yesterday, the Board of Regents unanimously adopted original recommendations made last Thursday, without holding back 5% for the chancellor to use at his discretion. Regent veteran Morris Foster of Austin, who made the last-minute suggestion, was thanked by Charles Swartz of Houston, a first-year member who made a strong challenge last week.
Whenever a budget is examined, it leads to increased transparency, better process, and ultimately better governance by the board.
Regents also called for a debt management plan to be a part of the fiscal year 2015 budget. Meantime, if you go to the Texas Wesleyan University Law School website, it's been taken over by A&M. System Chancellor John Sharp credited President Bowen Lofton for a final agreement where A&M owns the campus instead of a 40-year lease and putting A&M in the name instead of Texas Wesleyan.
And just for good measure, we threw in to see if Bowen could add to it. He got a new roof, a new $450,000 roof on Saturday night. Finally wore the guy down and got a new roof.
These sales closed after the American Bar Association gave its blessing. A&M officials will make the formal announcement in Fort Worth Thursday morning. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
100 blue balloons soared into the sky yesterday morning as part of a memorial in honor of fallen Constable Brian Bachman. Sheriff Chris Kirk called it the first anniversary of Bachman's life in heaven and explained that blue represents the color of his service uniform.
The balloon itself encapsulates the grief that we feel, the sense of loss that we have, and all the regrets of things unsaid and undone. It's the things that we all need to let go of. So when you release that balloon, release all the things that it represents. Remember the life of Brian Bachman and remember where he is and who he's with.
Constable Jeff Reeves, who was a deputy under Bachman, called the gathering a testament to Bachman and said that although his death was truly a tragedy, Bachman would want others to move forward with lessons learned from his life.
We can emulate anybody in this world and try to be like someone. It's Brian Bachman. What a great person he was. And you always hear people say that about people that do good things and they die or whatever. Brian truly was that person.
Kirk also presented Bachman's parents with the Medal of Honor that law enforcement received from President Obama in May. The College Station City Council and School Board will continue talking about a new indoor aquatic center, but a proposal won't come in time for voters to consider this November. Superintendent Eddie Colson says he doesn't expect to recommend it at next week's board meeting. President Valerie Yokin told the council about the months of work that went into what's expected to be an $83 million request covering higher priorities.
Utilizing our PTOs and members of all of the various campuses to give us input. And we also have people on our long-range planning committee that are from the community so that we're making sure that we are calibrated to what's going on in College Station.
One-third of a community committee gave a new natatorium the highest rating, while two-thirds gave it the lowest, placing it towards the bottom of the overall list. Make your lunch plans today for the 20th annual Brazos Valley Food Bank Feast of Caring. Director Teresa Mangapora says donations go towards operational expenses.
On a given year, the Brazos Valley Food Bank is distributing about 4 million pounds of food. We feel like that is actually underserving the need. We're going to try this fiscal year to be more like 5 million, and we're also trying to increase the percentage of the food that we distribute that's fresh produce, because we want to give people healthy foods. That's what everybody wants in their lives. So we're going to try to have 30% of that 4 to 5 million pounds of food be produce.
Community leaders will be serving today from 11 until 1:30 at the Brazos Center. The former controller of a famed North Texas fruitcake bakery has been arrested and charged with embezzling almost $17 million from the bakery. An arrest affidavit says Sandy Jenkins managed a scheme to defraud the Collins Street Bakery in Corsicana by writing almost 900 fraudulent checks. Bakery managers detected the fraudulent activity. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 80 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround? Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing? Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Wow, look at her. She yours?
Yeah, my first.
Congrats. You're gonna love every moment of it.
This is all just so new for me.
Here you are, sir, your Subway Applewood pulled pork with extra pickles.
I'm just so happy.
Try the newest arrival at Subway, the new Applewood pulled pork. Tender pork and rich barbecue sauce bursting with sweet, smoky Applewood flavor on freshly baked bread. Get it before it's gone. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
Besco Custom Jewelers, where your money pays for what you're buying, not for where you're buying it. Get away from the mass-produced retail jewelry trap and step up to award-winning quality and craftsmanship. Find them online at BescoJewelers.com. Texas made, Texas proud.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We have jewelry to fit every style and price range, from gold, diamonds, and pearls to sterling silver and fun fashion pieces. With over 5,000 items to choose from, you're sure to find exactly what you're looking for, and you'll be amazed at the price. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us. We have your next treasure.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-220 3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Good morning. It's 840. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. There will be a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms around us as well. Some could be heavy. Temperatures middle to maybe upper 90s. Then tonight, chance of a shower this evening. Otherwise, some clouds and mid-70s overnight. Partial sunshine during the day on Thursday. Again, scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperature mid-90s. Occasional clouds around during Thursday night. Slight chance of a shower, low to mid-70s. It dries out Friday, becoming mostly sunny and up near 95. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Shh, be very, very quiet. There's some rain in northern Brazos County. So just saying.
You're lying.
No, there's some up in Booger County as well. And so we'll see. But it's kind of marching down here. So, but we don't want to scare it. We didn't finish our Coca-Cola life story.
No, we didn't.
We got interrupted by something. I don't remember what it was. But anyway. So as we were saying, it'll be a low-calorie soda, this Coca-Cola Life, L-I-F-E. Packaged in a fully recyclable plant-based bottle, launched in Argentina, Coca-Cola Life is made with a mixture of sugar and stevia-based substitute and contains two times less the calories than regular Coke. The plant-based bottle also contains 30% recycled natural materials, is considered to be lighter in weight than your regular plastic bottles. Coca-Cola Life will roll out globally over the next several months. So
well,
look forward to that with breathless anticipation. Yeah. All right. Japan's Kyoto University has created a special section in the dining room for students who have no friends.
So they can make friends, right?
The area features big tables with dividers between every seat.
That's called a TV tray at your house.
Yeah, the chairs
that's really sad.
Chairs are being called lonely seats. One student said he prefers the anonymous seating because if you're sitting at a big table by yourself, it's like you don't have any friends and it's embarrassing. So you get to sit right there. Now, granted, it takes a different kind of person. There are a lot of people who do not like to eat alone.
A lot.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes, even if you like people, you do have days I have days where you go somewhere, you want to be alone, and then strangers talk to you, and you're like, man, I wish they would just leave me alone.
Yeah, well, and true, but if you, there are people, it takes a certain kind of person to be able to do that. And so, if these people have fallen into that lifestyle where they do not socialize, like they're doing, you know, like not talking to people face-to-face, you know, kind of lose your social...
The internet thing.
Yeah, kind of lose your little social skills there. You're happy to eat there in Kyoto University in your little box, your little cubicle right there. Okay, let's see. Guess who the best-selling author is? Best-selling author this year? Any guesses? Any guesses? Huh? No, it's not James Patterson.
In America or in the world?
It looks to me like it's Forbes magazine. Probably in the world, you know, is what I would guess. But all these are American authors. So let's say America. Okay.
Because it's her birthday, Danielle Steele.
Yeah, no, it's not. Okay. Danielle Steele's number five, though. Danielle Steele made $26 million last year.
Oh, my goodness.
Number six on the list is Jeff Kinney. That's the Diary of a Wimpy Kid guy. $24 million. Bill O'Reilly last year made $28 million as an author.
Not counting his TV contracts.
That's right. Suzanne Collins, but a big jump up between Bill O'Reilly and Suzanne Collins at $55 million. Then James Patterson, who's on like every third book written. If you ever notice, it's Joe Smith and James Patterson. Gloria Jones and James Patterson. James made $91 million last year, but number one, not too surprising, is E.L. James, obviously, 50 Shades of Grey. $95 million. Where's J.K. Rowling, you ask? Number 15 on the list now.
Well, when's the last time 15. She released a book?
Yeah, well, that's true. I guess everybody's
she wrote a book for grown-ups earlier this year.
Well, under the name of Robert Galbraith. Yeah, so there you go. Publish that. But anyhow, she's number 15, and if you look in there, in that, the next group that's just out of this top 10 is David Baldacci and John Grisham and people like that who have been up there in the top echelons before. It's just times change. Hello.
Hey, is this total sales or royalties today?
You know, I don't know. It's how much money they made. So I'm not sure. Thank you. It's so total sales would be obviously a bigger number than that. But no, this is apparently it says best-selling author with the most money this year. So tells me that's what they got in their bank account.
Even if I wasn't popular enough, I bet I could write a better book than 50 Shades of Grey.
Well,
I'm putting that out there as a challenge to myself.
Go to it, and I bet you're wrong. I'm just going to tell you
I'm saying
that.
I can write a book that's better. I'm not saying people will like it more. I'm just saying I can write a book that's better
that's
than that.
That's kind of subjective.
There's
that's
a hedge.
That's kind of subjective, yeah. After weeks of fans guessing via social media what the next Doritos Locos Tacos flavor will be, they've announced it. It's going to be called Fiery Doritos Locos Tacos. I don't know what that means. It's the third DLT hits Taco Bell. What does DLT mean? Oh, Doritos Los Tacos. Okay.
Yes.
And it's restaurants nationwide. August the 22nd is when it's going to happen. Spicy chili with a hint of lime flavor in a crunchy red shell. My thought is do not eat that and then rub your eyes.
Oh, no.
Probably wouldn't like that. Hello?
No. Back to Duck Dynasty right quick. Did you know Phil played football in college?
Who did?
Phil Robinson on Duck Dynasty.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
You know who his backup quarterback to him was?
No, who?
Terry Bradshaw.
Well, there you go. Thank you. All right. Terry Bradshaw.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. Terry, yeah, I remember Terry played for a while. Louisiana Tech, is that right?
I believe that is correct.
Okay, so there you go. So now it's so August the 22nd. So are you going to make a road trip to a Taco Bell so you can try that for us and do it like a, you know,
well, I don't know that
food.
I'll make a special trip, but I promise you I will be able to weigh in one way or the other.
Okay, yeah, we'll see how all that. Now, can you still get those other ones?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
that was
right.
Lunch yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Well, I mean, because they do limited time only sometimes at fast food restaurants. I know that, but I didn't know if they did that for them.
Like the pork bologna sandwich.
Yeah, exactly, that they put barbecue sauce on and call it a McRib, that one, yeah.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. No matter what kind of car or truck you have, you'll find the battery you need at Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs. But we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today and let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
Spirit of Texas.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, probably won't come as a surprise. The Discovery Channel's latest Shark Week did very well in the ratings. Average of over 2 million people looked in during the primetime hours. The highest rated single show was the fake documentary Megalodon.
And it was stupid.
The monster shark lives, 5 million people.
It was bad.
Did you watch it live or did you capture it?
I captured it.
Okay, and how much of it did you watch?
20 minutes, give or take, about all I could stomach.
Yeah, I understand. Well, that's, again, whatever. Here you go in politics. You know who Bob Filner is? He's the mayor of San Diego.
Oh, yeah. One that likes girls a lot.
That's the one. And of course, you know, he went to sensitivity training, and then he left the sensitivity training early. He figured he was cured, okay? Well,
Told the lady, thanks, babe.
That's it? Yeah, really. 14 different harassment allegations, but yesterday he appeared to draw his first public protest, according to Francis Barraza, who is the executive director of the San Diego Republican Party. The Hooters in Rancho Bernardo posted a notice refusing to serve the mayor because, quote, women should be treated with respect, end quote.
Oh, you know where that comes from? That was a Glenn Beck thing.
Oh, was it?
Glenn Beck put something on his website, told everybody in San Diego to copy it off and run, you know, and run with that.
Well, okay, there you go.
Oh, that's priceless.
And as a result, it says here that it also will cover all Hooters in the San Diego area. So he can't go to Hooters.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I suppose it probably is. All right, so here we go. Facebook shared on Tuesday that more than 128 U.S. American users log into the web version of the site every day. That's more than 40% of all U.S. Americans. And a third of Facebook users also access it on their mobile phones. So there you go. I guess you probably are not surprised that that's
not at all.
Later this month, the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District will use a drone equipped with a shortwave infrared camera to see if it's possible to detect pools of water likely to contain mosquito larvae. And once those pools are found, they'll get rid of them.
Huh.
I mean, now that's a pretty good use for drones right there. So
that is.
Don't be shooting those down. So your dog can roll over, but what is he going to do when your vehicle rolls over? That probably won't end too well for old Fido. Luckily, Subaru, throwing money into improving car safety for our four-legged friends. They are funding research at a nonprofit center for pet safety related to the dangers of driving with a dog. Researchers have involved dog-shaped crash dummies of various sizes. The first round of the Subaru-funded tests found that while many popular dog harnesses succeed in keeping dogs from distracting the driver, they will break when stretched to the force of a crash. Videos of earlier tests show that harnesses breaks. The dog is thus propelled headfirst like a missile toward the front seat. Not a good thing for Fido. So good for them for trying to do that. And let's Facebook also, while we're talking about them, reportedly developing a new app. The sources say that Facebook is testing a new app for celebrities to manage their accounts. So there you go. Because after all, they don't know how to do that, and they should learn how to do that. So Facebook there to help them.
How can you get your kids to open up and talk to you? Find out foolproof strategies in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on fun and effective school fundraisers, immunizations, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Besco Custom Jewelers, where your money pays for what you're buying, not for where you're buying it. Get away from the mass-produced retail jewelry trap and step up to award-winning quality and craftsmanship. Find them online at BescoJewelers.com. Texas made, Texas proud.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years.
Tractors. Remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Good morning, about 5 till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, we know that the American public forgets sometimes what politicians do when they misbehave. Now, Anthony Weiner seems to have stretched this to the absolute point where now he has about 10% in the latest poll, which came out yesterday for New York mayor. But the idea is we hope as politicians, the politicians hope that their earlier indiscretions might be forgotten so that they can move on to political office.
But what about their continuing indiscretions?
Well, that's, you know, again, a different deal. But let's take the case of the 18-year-old who once plotted a school bombing, who is now running for mayor of the city. Joshua Hogan.
What?
He served 6 months in juvenile detention for planning to blow up his school just 2 years ago.
So he's only 20?
Yeah, but he assures voters in Roy, Utah, that he is a changed man. Quote, "People should trust me because I have proven one thing, that I am human. I have made mistakes just like the rest of us."
Why do we have to prove we're human? Everybody knows we're human.
Yeah. He's 20, okay?
Hmm. Well, now, wait a minute. He said he makes mistakes like the rest of us. I have never threatened to blow anything up, ever.
No. Maybe like an empty can with a firecracker, but that's about it.
I've blown up
ant beds.
Yeah, but never threatened. I just did it.
Yep, okay, true. The bomb plot was disturbingly well organized. He, along with a classmate, perused school blueprints, visited Columbine School to learn about security measures.
Oh, my God.
Logged hours on a flight simulator to plan their escape by plane. He insists that he was misguided. But Roy Judge Joe Ritchie says, quote, "Not so sure how sincere he is. I think he's in it for the notoriety," end quote. So we'll see what happens. I'm a changed man.
I just want to see city council meetings. Don't make me angry.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to blow nothing up anymore.
I've already got plans. Yep.
Big numbers for the season premiere of AMC's Breaking Bad on Sunday night. 5.9 million viewers for that series. Nearly doubled the 2.9 million that it got last year. The show Talking Bad, which rolled after the premiere, the 30-minute talk show devoted to the episode, pulled in 1.2 million viewers right there as well. So there you go. Now, and Lindsay Lohan, I don't know if you know, she had a movie that came out. Did you know that?
She just needs some help.
Was it released?
Yeah, The Canyons. It debuted with a shocking 30,100. The film grossed $30,000 at the box office.
I think these young kids just don't understand that you're not going to be on top forever.
Well, it's about porn or something, wasn't it?
I have no idea. It did not do well. Daffy Duck may not have as hard a time finding a rabbit come next year. University of Hawaii and two universities in Turkey have created rabbits that glow.
What?
Bunnies that glow. The end result is of injecting rabbit embryo with fluorescent protein from jellyfish that two rabbits out of a litter of eight glow under a black light.
That would be a cool pet, but I don't really see how that's furthering our...
I would agree.
Neither are maroon carrots.
Yeah, that's
come
true.
Come on.
No harm is done to the bunnies. They're expected to have an average lifespan.
Maroon carrots are... We're in Aggieland. I mean, that is a necessity.
It's interesting.
I'll support maroon carrots. That's not as creepy as injecting jellyfish stuff into a rabbit. How do you know that rabbit's going to bite you in the leg and it stings?
They're the rainbow warriors, man.
That's it. Yeah. The rabbits are being used for medical research as the glow becomes part of the actual bunny's genetic matter. Researchers hope to eventually harvest beneficial genes and protein from the milk of mature female glowing bunnies in order to... I don't know.
Says what? Here,
yep, to better medicine production. That's what it says. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe there's some ancillary thing that has to do with glowing bunnies that will work.
Chocolate milk? Could vanilla be. Milk?
Yeah.
Glow-in-the-dark milk.
Glow-in-the-milk, yeah. This date, 1935, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the...